From Matthew's Gospel, chapter 25. Jesus says, "For it will be as when a man going on a journey called his servants and entrusted to them his property. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1, to each according to his ability. And then he went away. He who had received the 5 talents went at once and traded with them, and he made 5 talents more. So also he who had the 2 talents made 2 talents more. But he who had received the 1 talent went and dug in the ground and hid his master's money. Now after a long time, the master of those servants came and settled accounts with them. And he who had received the 5 talents came forward, bringing 5 talents more, saying, 'Master, you delivered to me 5 talents. Here I've made 5 more. His master said to him, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a little. I will set you over much. Well done, good and faithful servant," as opposed to the one who buried the talents in the ground, to which the master said, "You wicked servant, give what was given to you to the one who had 5. Good and faithful, wicked, seeming having everything to do with taking a risk, taking a chance. The safest thing you can do with your life, your money, and your love is to put it in a box, bury the box in the ground, and build a fortress on the land. Nothing bad can happen to what's in the box underground, surrounded by walls. It's called perfect defense, is what it is. And yet, in the game of life, in the game of football, in the game of anything, if all you play is perfect defense, the best you can do is a scoreless tie. The opposite of perfect defense is the Hail Mary pass. Or perhaps in the parlance of street football or playground athletics, everybody go long. We're going to throw it up and see what happens. Well, Jesus seems to be on the side of everybody go long, if you get the sentiment of the story of the wealthy landowner and the talents. The one who gets the stinging rebuke is the one who played perfect defense, and the others took a shot and returned on the investment. A couple days past Valentine's Day, it occurs to me that the notion of the reality of love is a risk. You are much safer, socially and emotionally, if you simply don't risk allowing yourselves to be known, allowing who you are to be a part of shared ministry. It's a lot safer that way. Well, maybe in honor of Valentine's Day, or at least in light of this story, I'm going to suggest that today we think about going long for love. Taking a chance, taking a risk, taking a shot. Go long for love. What does that mean? Well, it means, first of all, what children learn in Sunday school. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. I'm going to let it shine. Hide it under a bushel? No. Don't hide it under a bushel. Let it shine. Now, a lot of us don't often feel like we're shining very brightly or that our flame has a great deal of energy. But there's more to it than you think. We all have talents. I think it's interesting that the word talent is translated and means more than just a unit of monetary gain and so on. We all have talents that, you know, need to fit together. And his gifts are that some should be apostles, some teachers, some educators, some pastors, some electricians, some accountants. Make your own list of what Paul says in the scripture is vital and necessary to build up the body of Christ. Everybody has something that they contribute. Own your talents and invest them in the community. So also, I think, we have lights within us that are social and spiritual and emotional and gentle. There are things about us, each of us, that others have been drawn to. It's a little scary, you know, because in that first phase of drawing others to us, you know, wondering whether this person will be my friend, whether this person will be a partner, whether this person and I will share some love. We kind of put our best foot forward, you know, and we leave that other stuff that we know is there, but maybe we want to hold secret for it. Well, eventually everybody comes to know us in ways that include understanding the brightness of our lights, but also the darkness of our minds. And if we're very lucky, at least one person comes to understand it all and love us anyway. But it's risky to put forward that eventuality. And yet, there's nothing else that sees us through. You know, I give fair warning to everybody on the day of their marriage. You're going to experience more than what this feels like, because it generally feels really, really good to be the center of attention at a great big party where people have brought you presents and we celebrate your love. It doesn't always feel that way, and everybody knows it. Everybody knows it in advance, but I call it to their attention at that time. And that love and loss are two sides of the same coin. Jesus, by his life, exemplified that and in a sense said, this is the only thing that makes it worth it. The only thing that makes loss worth it is love. So go long for love. Let your light shine. This little light of skill, this little light of emotional connection. Secondly, go long for love by taking a chance even though you don't know how it will end. One of my favorite insights from any theologian, any religious educator, any minister comes from Martin Luther, who said, among many other things, he said, sin boldly. Yeah, I said that, and he said it, that's right. Sin boldly, but trust in the grace of God more boldly still. Paul said in 1 Corinthians, we see through the glass darkly. We do not see what will be or even fully what's out there. But Martin Luther says, sin boldly. Make a decision based on even the limited information you have rather than be immobilized by uncertainty. When we don't know what to do next, Luther says, and Paul roots this insight, move it forward anyway. Take a step, put one step ahead of the other, and trust in the grace of God more boldly still. There are foundational principles of ethics, what we believe and understand to be universally true and good. But even that changes over time. Situational ethicists are sometimes criticized by dogmatists, but I would contend that all ethic, all decisions are situational. It's not just what's right, it's what's right now. And that may be different, it may not, but it may be different. And you may be wrong. And yet, that's part of what it means to go long for love, to analyze the situation as it is, to hold someone who loves you tightly by the hand and to say we're going to take our shot, even if it means having to throw a Hail Mary pass. Sin boldly, move forward boldly, but trust in the grace of God more boldly still. For God will see you through, seems to be the promise. The only place you're going to find God most absent is in a box, under a ground, behind a wall. Trust in the grace of God more boldly still. Go long for love. And go long for love, finally, and I don't know how to say it more simply than this. Cut him some slack. Give her a break. You know these people in your life that mostly annoy you, sometimes infuriate you? People for whom, if you were to tell the absolute truth, you harbor visceral hatred. Well, welcome to the human race. Jesus says, if love is the sum of all feelings, these are in there too. For even those difficult, stressful, hateful feelings wouldn't exist if you didn't care. For the opposite of love is indifference. Any deep emotional response or reaction is a part of what's in there for love. Carl Rogers, the psychologist, said that the things you most disown in other people are the things that you are most uncomfortable seeing when you look in the mirror. We're all in this together. This last semester would not end for me. I kept getting emails from students who were in a class that was long over, and it was about this and about that, and can't you do one more, etc. And the only thing that kept my responses courteous and congenial was the understanding that I used to be 19, and when I was 19, I was in college. And with the door closed and nobody listening, and nobody listens to these things on the internet anyway, I pulled some of the same stupid stuff. Doesn't mean I haven't learned from it, and hopefully they will too. We cut each other a break because we know we're more alike than different. And in that alikeness, maybe even we can find common ground and move forward. Go long for love, because there are things about which even the most disagreeable among us can agree. And maybe even together we'll move forward and resolve some of those differences. Go long for love by letting your light shine, by moving forward boldly and trusting in God's grace more boldly still, and by cutting them a break. You see, the biggest, baddest, hardest, deepest Hail Mary pass ever in history was when God the Father threw his Son to the Romans. And they piled on for 3 days. And at the end of 3 days, Jesus came out from underground and out of the tomb and held the whole world in his hands. He caught the ball. And we won. And he says, this was done for you, not because you're worthy, because you're not. And we all know that. I caught the ball and brought it back for you because you're worth it. Because I went long for love. And let's come along for the ride. Amen.